And now I've got the pleasure to introduce David Vlahovic, who is the International Sales Executive for Guardium. So, David, I'll just hand over the baton to you, and we'll go ahead.
Thanks very much, John. I'm going to be speaking American English, so hopefully everyone can understand this. Guardium is based just outside of Boston, so we have some common roots in the way back, but I'd like to talk today about some of the technology that was developed here and around databases for database security, compliance, and optimization. Quick overview on Guardium. Guardium was founded in 2002 here in the Boston area and with about 147 people, primarily looking to address some of the compliance regulations at the time. About that time frame, 2002, Sarbanes-Oxley became very critical for large regulated organizations to comply with, and there really was not a good technology in place. So Guardium developed a unique architecture to address this and really catapulted the company into many, many large organizations globally that were facing the same problems. In the UK, about the same time, actually a little earlier, the EU Directive on Data Protection, 1995, played actually a foundational role for developing many of the privacy regulations in Europe, ultimately creating the UK Data Protection Act of 1998. So those sort of created the environment that made this technology required in these large organizations. Product offering that we have is really one large product. We call it today, it's actually called InfoSphere Guardium. The transfer of trade was completed on August 1st, and so we are completely integrated into the IBM processes and facilities. These products can be ordered on Passport Advantage, and you can promote them to your customers for any of the IBM support organizations as well, whether it's using Global Services or any of the other consulting organizations. You'll notice also from a customer standpoint, we have quite a number of large organizations that do use this in the Northeast IoT, and we'll be talking a little bit about that shortly. One of the questions people kind of asked is, well, why Guardium? Why did IBM acquire Guardium? And I think it's pretty clear on the way that the product works. It supports the trusted information, which really is the center of the Smarter Planet message, message of being able to trust information, of having visibility into the infrastructure, and providing information to make a high-level decision about, in this case, databases. So, as I said, Guardium was acquired in November. To transfer of trade, and now we're fully integrated. Something that's near and dear to my heart is the sales capabilities of the team here. I think there's tremendous opportunity here. I'd like to talk a little bit about what we've observed over the past few years and what I would call sort of an A-B sale, meaning that the first sale is typically something that would happen in maybe $50,000, $75,000, in some cases $1 million initial sale. But once an organization understands what the capabilities of the technology capabilities are, they will then increase the sale, and then they will buy a much bigger spend. In this case, we see these going into multi-million dollars, so $3, $4, $5, $10, $12 million worth of spend. And we see this going very, very extensively across large organizations. One of the interesting parts about this is that this is not just an IT issue, or it's not around databases or database administrators. It really has become a board-level issue. I think you are certainly aware of many of the breaches that have happened across the world, and this is a very negative event that happens where people lose their jobs over this. There's reputational risk. The stock price of organizations can plummet. So this is something that people, it's very top of mind now. And so the initial interest in this type of product is very, very keen. We compete primarily against Oracle and large organizations, and Oracle has two products, Audit Vault and Database Vault, and we welcome the opportunity to compete there. We win with Oracle pretty much almost 10 deals out of 10 Oracle deals are won by IBM. There are some smaller competitors, and Oracle did try to make a foray into this space by acquiring a UK company called Sukerno. I guess the good part about Sukerno is we have beaten them about 100% of the time, too. So, again, Oracle and Saturno as a pair, we haven't seen that as a real competitive threat. They do bring awareness to the marketplace and have been very good in helping to accelerate our sales capability. One of the great parts about the customer base that we've acquired over the past few years is that this customer base has helped to define and drive many of the enhancements of this product line. So five out of the top five global banks, people like Royal Bank of Scotland, Citigroup, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Societe Generale, these organizations have standardized and have deployed millions of dollars worth of this product within their organization. Some of the insurers like AIG, ING, AXA, Guardian Life, and some of the U.S. Providers like Northwest Mutual and Mass Mutual, Prudential, MetLife use this product as well. One of the larger categories are the telcos because of the privacy around call records. So the privacy that when you make a telephone call, that record really does contain social information. It's actually what we call PII, personally identifiable information, on who you're talking to, how long you're talking. And so there are many regulations around those telcos to protect and make sure that these records do not fall into the wrong hands or are not public knowledge. So people like Vodafone, across many, many different geographies, Telecom Italia, Sprint, 25, actually the largest telcos in the world, including Toyota and others. So what we find is that this sort of premier customer base helps to reinforce the value and shows how organizations can not only secure their data, pass their audit, but save millions of dollars in the process. Three key drivers for why people would engage and would look at this type of technology. First are internal threats. The internal threats are what we call privileged users. Privileged users are database administrators, people with super user rights. They're people that are typically have access to many of the different database elements and could look through databases or do things either accidentally or maliciously. And now organizations have to provide controls around this from a governance standpoint. So you'll hear the term data governance. You'll hear the term information governance or data leakage. And this is really where we come in from the internal side. External threats is the breach card. So if someone has a breach, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, for example, many of the organizations might experience a breach and then will actually become Guardium customers afterwards. So it's better to become a Guardium customer before the issue than after the issue. It saves organizations lots of money and their reputation. The third really is more of an optimization play or an optimizing, which is to reduce risk, reduce costs, to save organizations money. So these are really the three major drivers that would start to initiate a sale and help us to show the value of the technology.
Hi, David. It's John here. I don't know if you can speak close to the phone or pick up your phone. There seems to be some line quality, so I don't know if you can help it at your end.
Let me see. Is this better, John?
That's very much better. Thank you.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the technology and the question that actually is both the question and the answer. The question is, can an organization or how does an organization prove that privileged users have not jeopardized the integrity or privacy of sensitive data? And this statement is a strong statement, but it's really charged with a number of words behind which are many definitions and many elements of the technology. So the first is actually proof. How do you prove? Meaning, how do you have a forensics quality or a forensic store of data that would actually be subject or be available for auditors to prove that this that things that have occurred, and things that haven't occurred, haven't occurred. Many people have turned on logging or auditing on the database, and that can be tampered with, it can be deleted, it can be turned on and off by database administrators. So the proof element is one of the key areas where we can add value. Privileged users as well. Privileged users assumes that you understand who the total user customer base is, and those users are the ones that have the special privileges or roles or responsibility. So a specialized group of users that need to be monitored in a more secure manner.
privacy of and sensitive data, again, assumes the same element, which is that you understand, first of all, where the databases are, or what type of data is contained in those databases, and that you've actually identified that risk. So whether that data is Oracle databases, IBM DB2, Informix, Sybase, SQL Server, Teradata, it really doesn't matter. This technology, InfoSphere Guardium, can protect, monitor, and produce reports on all of these different data elements. If you dive down a little further and see some of the questions that you might use both as a sort of opening lines or to actually to investigate to see whether this technology would make sense for your customers, it really starts to take a more functional pattern. So first of all, sensitive data. Who's using it? Where is it? How do you find it? And the Guardium technology can assist there. Enforcing change control. So if your organization is part of an ITIL framework and needs to have change control policies for their critical databases, this can help reconcile tickets and show the organization that everything has been done according to the appropriate controls. Vulnerabilities. Many databases might be misconfigured. They might have open ports or elements that are not necessarily ideal for the data that's contained within those databases, and the Guardium product can help to identify that as well. The biggest one, and I would say that helps people, sort of the compelling reason to move, is that we can take a lot of the manual costs out of the compliance area, which is usually staff that produces these reports, its infrastructure, its sometimes logging in the database can take about 20 to 30% of CPUs. So this can really improve the financial element of the compliance and remove that those costs. Let's talk a little bit briefly on what people are using today so we can contrast that to what the system does for organizations. Databases sit there, they do their work by serving up data, and for the most part are pretty efficient. There's pooled accounts, and they work very well. The problem is that if you start to try to audit them, you'll have to turn on logging, which adds a lot of overhead, and then you'll have to create some type of a mechanism, scripts of some sort, that would actually parse those logs, look for information, and produce reports. Reports then would be sent around manually for review and ultimately given to auditors. So very labor-intensive process, prone to errors, and very costly. So enter Guardium. And what Guardium does is it really takes this environment and says, let's do something slightly differently. Instead of using the database to audit itself, let's put in an appliance. And so the Guardium product includes an appliance that we call it a collector. It's connected to the network, and it watches the data going back and forth between the application layer and then the database layer. Some organizations, that's all they need. They will watch the network traffic. They'll audit. They will receive policies, violations, and alert real-time based on this. So this is a real-time engine that knows the dialects of all the different databases and will produce these real-time alerts, reports, and can actually be used for blocking as well. So organizations, if they want to block, they can block. There's also a second component called an S-TAP. The S-TAP is a software tap, which is a probe that's not in the database, but actually in the operating system, and it collects data and sends that to the appliance. So all the appliance is working very diligently and very hard on this. It's outside of the database, and so the impact is very, very small, about 2%. This would be great for some of the smaller organizations. So if you do have a general business, this is a great single solution. It's really a single unit solution. But what we find is that many organizations are very large and would require several of these nodes, these collectors dispersed along data centers, that would need to be managed by a central management unit, so what we call a central manager or an aggregator. The aggregator unifies the policies and then it synchronizes all of these nodes, so it's really one logical system. But it has several physical components and ultimately can even have these STAPs or agents sitting in data centers or branch offices that then will feed back to through the firewall into the collector. This, from a distributed standpoint, works very well, and we also can extend this to the Zed system. So the mainframe as well can be monitored by the Guardium technology. Understanding the technology is one thing, and the product is of course very important, but even more important is understanding the prospect, is your customer. If you pick the right vertical market, this product can be sold very, very rapidly. We find that almost over 50% of the deals really close in less than 3 months. We've had sort of a record. We had a sales campaign that actually started on a Friday and was completed on a Monday, so really a two-day sales cycle. I think the key here is really the compelling event, and the compelling event is driven by the audit frequency. Some organizations go through audits quarterly. Some of them go through audits annually. So to find out when that date is will also help you to actually define your sales campaign and your process. The initial deals are usually around $200,000 to $300,000 U.S. dollars, but then they will grow significantly over time based on the needs of the organization. So picking the right vertical market is key. Banks, of course, telecommunications, utilities, government, and some of our Dell as well uses this product. Intel retail is also a great target. There are PCI, the payment card industry, large tier one merchants. So anybody who's taking a lot of large credit card transactions has a requirement for this type of technology as well. Whether it's the technology merits or the examples that we have for the customer base or many of the use cases and case studies, that supports the sales campaign, but also the industry experts have given Guardium consistently A ratings, five-star ratings, dominance in the space. So in the competitive space, there really is nobody that stands out close to Guardium in providing this type of a technology. And now integrated into the IBM portfolio, integrates with all the other elements of the IBM portfolio. So with Tivoli Storage Manager to offload these audit logs onto storage facilities, with the TSIM or the Security Incident Management Systems, by being the subject matter expert into the database environment and sending out these alerts real time, is also how the product can be played as well. So it's a very strong technology that integrates very well with many of the other campaigns you may be engaged in already. From a sales standpoint and talking to the right people, it really sometimes starts with the DBA. So they're usually chartered with what seems to be an impossible task, the task of figuring out how to audit without impacting the infrastructure. So they will typically do research, look for white papers, understand a little bit about how this is, and once they find something that seems to be okay for them, they will involve some of the decision makers. So we clearly do talk with the CIOs, vice presidents. If you do have or come across somebody who has compliance in their name, so a risk officer or a compliance officer, those people are very, very strong in the sales process. It can help to pull the right people in. We will have sort of guest appearances by the DBAs to validate this type of technology. Security will also play a role sometimes. And then usually it's managed by the IT environment themselves. On the contact side as well, there's a number of Guardium contacts in the Northeast IoT that are available for your use. We have three sales contacts that are there, as well as technical contacts. We sometimes will do a proof of concept or a proof of technology, and these gentlemen here are available to do that on site. It usually only takes about 3 to 5 days for us to do this, and at the end of that session, we will have a document that we can leave with the customer, pretty much a map of everything. So we will know where the databases are, what type of data is being used in those databases, what the activities are, or the source programs that are accessing that. So feel free to reach out to these contacts or to myself in any questions you might have, either on the technology or on constructing a successful sales campaign. And there are many, many documents available both on Seller's Workplace as well as the media library. So I've included some links here. There's replays of some of the calls, customer presentations. There are slide decks for your use and libraries of of documents, white papers, case studies, analyst reports, some very high level of detail, and also some very detailed technical documents as well. This is also an ID that we're using. It's called AskGuardium at us.ibm.com, or just the AskGuardium ID through Lotus Notes, and that will go into a desk that will then send the request to the right person, whether it's technical, sales, or just general. And we have subject matter experts manning this email account to make sure that you get the information that you need in a rapid standpoint. So with that, I'd like to just conclude and say thank you very much for your time. And I'm here as a resource and can certainly work with you on identifying and bringing these opportunities to closure. And look forward to answering any questions you might have.
Hey, thanks very much, David. We do have a question from Joachim Birch. Where is the space for partners here who are selling in general business? And what's the deal size that you see? Is there a fit in the general business space? Can you comment on that?
Yes. Actually, depending on the markets, in some markets, the general business is really the more prominent area where we're focusing. The partners can construct a deal at about $50,000, and we're finding that those single system sales, which include both the hardware and the software, would be very easy to sell through the general business facilities. And we're actually trying to put together a fourth quarter special promotion that would actually have a sort of a bundle primarily directed towards the general business to allow the partners to really sell this in a very easy manner. Right now it has a number of different modules, optional modules. It's sold by understanding the number of PVUs, the processor value units that the organization wants to protect, and then the optional module. So the pricing team is putting together a bundle that would be primarily used in the general business. But it's actually very useful as well. Many partners will also construct service engagements around the product. So the product is sort of the X-ray giving them information, and then they will interpret the reports and provide information back to the users of the technology. So it's a very strong partner play as well.
Great. Thanks, David. Another question from Andy O'Loughlin. On-site POCs, do you need the appliance hardware?
Yes.
And can we do those in the Northeast?
Yes. Actually, one of the things I didn't mention, but it's an excellent point, is that the systems have been traditionally sold as hardware, but there is a software-only version as well. So this can be sold as software-only in a virtual machine capacity. And so we have the ability to do proof of concepts in both a physical or a virtual capacity. So there are actual virtual machines that are floating around all of Northeast IoT right now. They're available for demonstration and for small POCs. The physical hardware is shipped out of the CSC Center in Rochester, and there are, if you take a look at the links that I had put on the previous slide, there's a few documents that would be sent in, and then there would be a physical machine shipped from the U.S. to your customer, and that the machine would be used for the POC. Once it's finished, it goes back into the appropriate IBM facility there for additional POCs. So really what we're asking people to do is to just pick a customer first, and then you get a machine basically for your use in future POCs.
Okay, I don't see any further questions, so we'll probably close this call and give everybody a couple of minutes back. I just want to remind people that we will be kicking off again on Monday morning with SPSS and Ounce Labs. SPSS around predictive analytics and Ounce on application security, which is obviously a key focus. Gartner predicting about 80% of the corporations will have a security incident this year, so big focus for security. So thank you for joining today. Look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you, Russell. Thank you, David, for your presentations today. Most appreciated. And have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
And Operator, you can close the call. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the call for today. Thank you for joining.